Although its veterans have passed into eternity, World War I and its aftermath still resound in U.S. history more than a century on. Now Washington is about to get a new memorial to the Great War. After a years-long effort, the World War I Centennial Commission chose designs by Chicago architect Joe Weishaar and New York sculptor Sabin Howard. Joe Weishaar joins me now. Joe, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, we should let people know that you're 25 years old. Are you the new Maya Lin of the 21st century?
It appears so. I wasn't expecting to have that title, but yeah.
Tell us about what you have in store for this new memorial. This will be the latest one in Washington, and it's right in a central part of town.
It is. The plan is we're redeveloping the existing Pershing Park in downtown, just a block and a half from the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue. So what we're proposing is there's an existing fountain and park space, and we're redeveloping that into the memorial. Currently, there is a memorial to General John Pershing, and that is being retained in its entirety. So anybody who's worried that memorial going away, it is staying exactly where it is.
So you're going to basically surround it with new memorial?
Correct. We're extending the memorial across the entire site there and integrating new park elements to really expand the functionality of that park.
And we should also ask, you had not been to Washington before you were chosen as a finalist a few months back. Have you been to Washington in the meantime before you were chosen as the winner?
I have multiple times, and I'm actually going to be moving to D.C. In about 3 weeks.
What's involved in getting this thing built? It sounds like you want to be on site to supervise it.
I do. There's a lot going into it. So right now we're pushing a lot of the early fundraising stages because this is a memorial that is all being paid for without tax dollars or government funding. It's all coming from private donation. And I just want to kind of throw out right now, we are now part of the combined federal campaign for charitable giving. So this is really a big undertaking on that and trying to raise the $45 million or so, full completion of the memorial and its endowment. And I'm heading parts of that campaign as well as design, just as the designer.
And what can people expect to see when this is all finished? What will it give us just a general description of what it will look like? I mean, the World War II memorial is a big colonnade and a big circle. What will World War I have?
What we're actually including now that's not in the park as is a large lawn space that really people can go to and use as a park. But that is surrounded on three sides by memorial walls that are, you know, they change from 3 feet in height all the way up to 10.5. And that front wall, that's really the highest part, is 10.5, is about 80 feet long at the moment. And it will be the largest kind of sculptural bronze relief in the country, if not the world. Nothing of that scale and sculpture has been done in the last 150 years, probably since Paris Opera House.
And what was your inspiration for this? I mean, what are you drawing on in your own experience to come up with a design like this?
A lot of the design is coming from the idea that the U.S. was kind of, at the time of the war, a grouping of all these people from different countries and backgrounds. But for the war effort, they joined together and became the United States. And so what the memorial represents is kind of this block that represents all people coming together. And rather than having individual markers for individual soldiers, this is a collective effort. And all these people kind of joined together and went over to fight for American democracy.
We're speaking with architect Joe Weishaar, who has won the commission to design the World War I memorial to be constructed in Washington. So when you say that it will honor the collective of the soldiers as opposed to individuals, in many ways, it's the exact opposite of the Vietnam memorial approach.
Right, in a lot of ways, yes. We have to be fair to everybody who was involved in this war. And the problem that we're up against in a lot of ways is record keeping from that time period. Fire and other issues have kind of prevented us from knowing every single person who is involved in the war, all 4.7 million Americans. So we don't want to leave anybody out of that. And so trying to recognize them as individuals becomes a lot harder at that point. And so remembering all of them as a collective makes that job easier. And it also means that we remember them together because this is an event that happened 100 years ago. And it's beyond the time that people remember them.
Well, they're all gone. For, I mean, there's no veterans even alive anymore.
Right. There's no veterans alive. And we're even starting to lose that next generation of children. And I mean, they're all starting to get into their late 70s or the 80s. It's the World War II group. And so we need to remember them. We need to have a memorial for them.
And what sort of reading did you do about World War I? There's been some recent scholarly work and some recent books, you know, about this as the centennial came or is arriving. What did you look at for inspiration in terms of reading?
So, you know, I did the early cursory work, took a look through Hemingway's work, you know, read The End of Innocence, books like Guns of August, big read. I've just been trying to wrap my head around what this conflict meant to all parts and factions of people in the country.
And so how does this change your life as an architect winning a big famous commission like this?
I have no idea yet. I've been still trying to figure that out. Hopefully, you know, it becomes the launching point for my career, which, you know, I think it will, but I think a lot of people are holding off and seeing what I'll do next. Because it needs to be something that, you know, really is of this same quality and maybe not scale, but it's a project that means something to people.
All right. Architect Joe Weishaar, chosen by the World War I Centennial Commission to design Washington's newest memorial. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.